friend Will Phipps, the executive director for the Greater Waco Sports Commission. Will, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm doing well. A little cold this morning, but I'm doing well.
Good deal. I bet you're out on the course or somewhere getting things ready for Sunday in the Ironman.
Yes, sir. We've got the tents all going up in Indian Springs Park. We've got the course all lined out for everybody. Bike racks are up in transition, so we're ready to roll.
There you go. I knew you would be. I knew you would be for sure. Will, this is something that I think you kind of had in your heart and on your mind of trying to attract to Waco from the day you stepped foot, you know, back in Waco. This was a long trek, wasn't it, to finally land this event and get it here in Waco?
Well, it was, and you know me, I'm a sports guy my whole life. I've always loved the value and the things that people can learn from sports and the economic impact it can bring to a community. So we had our eyes set on, you know, lots of various levels of things from youth sports up to up through the ranks, and this was kind of a high on our list, high target priority, and because we believed in Waco, and Waco had the perfect venue for it with a river that runs through downtown right outside the hotels. We have great county roads, city partners who would embrace this. So we just believed it could happen, and we were able to recruit them away from Austin last year. So this is the second year for Bicycle World Texas Ironman 70.3 Waco. And we are seeing a lot of growth this year and excited about the event this Sunday.
Anything going through it last year for the first time that you learned that will pay off and help, you know, hosting it for a second year?
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything in life. You're going to face some adversity, and it's all about how you respond and how you learn from that adversity. And we certainly faced it last year with the weather. We had torrential rain for what seemed about 2 months leading up to the race. So we had to cancel the swim last year. We had parts of the bike route flooded, parts of the run route flooded, and this year we've made a few changes that we feel are really going to benefit the athletes. And even despite all of those things we had last year that were some difficulties for us, our registration numbers went up by a couple hundred people.
Wow.
So there's still a lot of interest and high demand for this race. I think that speaks to the community that we have here and what Waco has to offer. It's a pretty popular destination right now.
Yeah, I forgot about that rain last year that really threw a crimp into your plans. And I'm used to the Tri-Waco that's the middle of the summer. Tell everybody what those who are registered here for this Ironman, what are they in store for on Sunday?
Yeah, that was really unbelievable last year. But this year, the river's looking good. Water temp's going to be cold, probably right around 70 degrees, which is wetsuit legal. But we'll do a 1.2-mile point-to-point swim downriver from Pecan Bottoms to Indian Springs Park right by the Washington Street Bridge. Then they'll ride 56 miles out through the county on some beautiful scenic roads and pass a lot of country farms and really relatively flat bike ride for 56 miles, and we'll finish us on a half marathon through Cameron Park, which it's got a couple hills in there which will challenge it, but you know what, you got to earn it on these types of races. And we'll finish on the suspension bridge right downtown, beautiful suspension bridge, and we'll have the red carpet rolled out, and so it's going to be a fun race on Sunday.
Wow, man, that's great. That is a real grueling track for those who are competing again this year. And again, it kind of speaks to the natural, you know, the course that we have available here in Waco in Central Texas. You can't really recreate that anywhere, can you, as well as God has done naturally?
Yeah, you know, people can go out. We deal in a lot of different sporting events, and we can go out and build basketball centers and volleyball centers and different kinds of facilities. But this is something here downtown that it's really hard, almost impossible to recreate. The Brazos is so beautiful, and the way we can control the flow on both ends with dams. I mean, we can really give people a almost perfect course here in Waco, and the proof is in the pudding. We have athletes from 50 states. All 50 states coming in to Waco to race, and 20 different countries. So we have over 3,000 people coming in. Despite us not having a major airport, people will still get here. Our location in the state is really a big benefit for us. So it's going to be a big weekend for Waco.
That's a huge number of folks coming in. Anything we need to make people aware of as far as any street closures or just being aware of this event going on, what would you pass along in that respect?
Yeah, and that's a great question. We learned a lot last year through some traffic impact issues that we had, and we certainly don't want to inconvenience anyone on a Sunday morning. The race starts at 7:25, and it's an 8.5 hour time cap race. So we'll be out through China Spring area and over to Highway 6 pretty much all day on Sunday. And we've sent out some traffic impact notices, but there's more information on our website, Ironman Waco website, where they can see if they're going to be impacted and what time they're going to be impacted. If you're trying to get to church or you have something to do Sunday morning, we certainly don't want to inconvenience anybody, but really great event. And we love that. We know we have over 1,200 volunteers signed up to help with this event. So there's a big effort from the community to welcome these tourists with open arms. So there's more information on the website, but really just be hospitable to all the athletes, watch out for the bikes, and welcome them to Waco.
That's good advice. It really is. I know Todd Berenger, Bicycle World, they're big proponents of this, and they've really helped make this happen here in Waco also.
Yes, sir. I mean, all of our partners are key, but Todd Berenger is really important to, from his knowledge of the sport. You know, he just got back from doing the Super Bowl of triathlons in Kona, Hawaii. I was able to finish that race out there, and his knowledge and Nancy Goodnight's knowledge of the sport and have really been a huge value to us. And then the city of Waco and the county have just stepped up in a big way to embrace this event. And it goes to show you that Waco can compete at a high level for sporting events, not only through Baylor Athletics, but just through community events. I mean, this week alone, we've had homecoming, we've had celebration, and then Ironman. So October is a huge month for tourism here, and the city has really done a good job to learn how to do those kind of things at an elite level.
Boy, that's exactly right. All right, website again is what?
Yes, if you go to wacosports.org, there's a link there for Ironman Waco. That'll take you over. There's all kinds of information up there from times and ways to get involved. And, you know, you can even buy some merchandise and represent. We'd love that.
Love it. Hey, Will, thanks very much. Good luck. I know you got a busy, busy weekend ahead, but I hope things go smoothly. Appreciate you visiting with us.
Thank you. We appreciate it and hope to see you all out there.
All right. Very good. Will Phipps, the executive director for the Greater Waco Sports Commission.